Today's reading begins in 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 31. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 31. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. And Pharaoh Necho put him in bonds at Riblah in the land of Hamath, that he might not reign in Jerusalem, and laid on the land a tribute of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim, the son of Josiah, king in the place of Josiah his father, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. But he took Jehoahaz away, and he came to Egypt and died there. And Jehoiakim gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh, but he taxed the land to give the money according to the command of Pharaoh. He exacted the silver and the gold of the people of the land from everywhere according to his assessment to give it to Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zebedah, the daughter of Padiah of Rumah. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that his fathers had done. In his days Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant for 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him, and the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldeans, and bands of the Syrians, and bands of the Moabites, and bands of the Ammonites, and sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by his servant the prophets. Surely this came upon Judah at the command of the Lord to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh according to all that he had done, and also for the innocent blood that he had shed. For he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and the Lord would not pardon. Now the rest of the deeds of Jehoiakim and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin his son reigned in his place. And the king of Egypt did not come again out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken all that belonged to the king of Egypt, from the brook of Egypt to the river Euphrates. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. It is a shame to go from King Josiah removing all of the idolatrous worship and fulfilling the prophecies of the Lord to immediately now the next kings in line go back to doing what was evil in the sight of the Lord. It did not last past Josiah. These kings provided very, very poor leadership. They were supposed to simply be leaders that pointed people toward God, but they didn't do that job at all. Very few kings were righteous in the sight of God. So Josiah is gone from the picture, and the picture is looking very, very bleak for Judah. They've had Egypt come against them, which, remember, they were delivered out of the land of Egypt back in the Exodus. And here they're coming back under the oppression of Egypt again, not to carry them off, but to force a tribute and to basically be a vassal nation. But that doesn't last long either, because Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, comes on the picture. Babylon becomes this world power that begins to subject all these other nations to him, and it says that he goes and takes that which belonged to Egypt. And so Egypt is no longer a problem for Judah, but Babylon is. So this was a really quick reading today, and while it might be a little disheartening to think about the greatness of Josiah and then the fall as soon as he's gone, but let's just work to make sure that the influence and the leadership that we provide, whether it be in our family or any other way, the leadership and the influence we have should be righteous. We do our best to give that righteous influence. And hopefully that influence sticks. Now everybody else gets to make their own choices, just as the next kings made their choices, the people made their choices. Our family members, our co-workers, people around us, they're going to make their choices. So let's just do what we can do. Let's shine the light of Christ out there, especially as we're coming up on the Thanksgiving holiday. We're going to see a lot of family that maybe we don't see very often. Let's make sure we give them the right type of influence, pointing them toward God. That's what we can really do. So think on these things, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.